Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast for your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Once again, checking in with Zach Bone, head coach of the Festus Post 253 Legion squad. They are in Hastings, Nebraska, in case you haven't been keeping up. And yeah, they're in Hastings, Nebraska. It's the Mid-South Regional, and they're two wins deep into this. Just the other day, they beat the Emporia Post 5 squad 5-3, and then last night came from behind in the bottom of the fifth to take a 2-1 victory over Bryant. And so now today, they're going to be, or tonight I should say, they're going to be taking on a third different team. This team actually hails from Nebraska, and it's Fremont. And Coach Bone joining us here to sort of talk about that matchup. Coach, I know last night, great victory for you guys. You you had some comments on the win, and we certainly appreciate that. But you've had, I guess, several hours to sort of really soak it in and get ready for this Fremont matchup tonight. So kind of what have you learned about this this new opponent for you?
Well, they're really good, Matt. You don't get to this point without being really good. So they scored four in the top of seventh last night against Three Rivers, Oklahoma. They were down 4-3 coming into the inning. Scored four in the top half of seventh to get a 7-4 win. And very deep, a lot of offense. They threw the first two guys around there on the mound, were really good. So we'll see, you know, who gets out there for them tonight. But really talented baseball team, really deep. They brought they're about 2.5 hours away here in Hastings. They've brought a big crowd the last 2 days. I imagine with it being a 7 o'clock start on a Friday night, they will bring a pretty big one this evening as well. So really good challenge for our guys coming up.
Coach Bone, again, thank you yesterday for allowing us to talk to some of the players, Eddie Martin, Colby Ott, Jordan Duncan, Jeremy Eisenman. And I remember one of Eddie Martin's answers when I asked him, do you feel the pressure of facing a team with the high caliber that Bryant had? And he said, no, we can't put that kind of pressure on ourselves because then, you know, we're likely to make mistakes. So, no, we don't feel the pressure. No, we're not putting extra pressure on ourselves. Do you get the sense that the whole team has been taking on that so far this tournament?
Well, I would hope so. I think that there's, you know, there were eight really good baseball teams in this thing to start with. There's six left today, and after this 4 o'clock game, there'll be four left. So, you know, it's there's some really good teams out there, certainly. But you know, I think our guys feel like you were definitely in the mix here. And, you know, like I said, there's a ton of depth in this tournament. It's one of the best, if not the best, American Legion regional in the country every year. But you know, I thought we competed well last night against a really good arm on the mound for Bryant, able to string some things together there in the fifth that we really needed. And what an outing for Brendan Smock. So, you know, I think it's a recipe for success, man. You put competitive bats together, you're good on defense, you fill up strikes on the mound. And if we do that again, you know, we'll see where it falls.
Coach, of course, since we're not out there covering, been watching the stream that Hastings Baseball has provided for our folks back here in Jefferson County. And one thing I noticed, a difference between you and your coaching staff and the other teams, when your team is coming in from the field, you're always out there and you hop off your stool or chair or whatever you're sitting on. You're out there with towel around your neck and you're high-fiving guys. And Coach Harrell is out there high-fiving guys. I know Coach Lawrence made the trip, I think it was yesterday, to come out and be on there. But I just noticed that you guys really come off the bench and come out of the dugout and high-five your guys as they come off the field after, you know, pitching and playing defense. How important do you feel that is to – you know, to be doing that, and how do you think it affects the guys on the field?
Oh, I don't know, Matt. I think it's something we try to do all the time, you know, every game of the year, and, you know, whether it's here or, you know, in it may at West City Park, but, you know, I certainly don't think it, and I don't think it determines the outcome by any means, but by the same token, I think, you know, I think coaches, especially baseball coach, will probably tell you that at this time of year, you know, I mean, you try to put them in the best spot you can to be successful. You know, we'll try to encourage them as best we can. You know, but a lot of it comes down, all of it, I should say, comes down, you know, to the players and what they've done. And, you know, we've won the first two games because of the players. You know, if we continue to win baseball games, it'll be because of them. And, you know, they've gotten us to this point. So they deserve all the credit. We just try to do our best to encourage them. You know, it's a player's game, and it always will be. So it's really about them. It's about us trying to put them in a good position to be successful with a few things we are able to do. But, you know, the rest of it, man, we're rooting awful hard for them. My father used to say to all his teams, I'll go wherever you take me, whether that's, you know, to the state tournament, whether that's to a regional, whether that's to the American Legion World Series. That's really the case. Coaches get taken along for the ride. You know, we try to put a, you know, a framework in place where we feel like it helps them be successful. We try to help them with some pregame preparation when they say play ball and the scoreboard flips on. You know, it's about the guys and them going out and competing. So they really deserve a ton. You know, for the first 2 days, and we'll see how the night goes.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to pass on, you know, the compliment, and I just feel like if I were a ball player coming off the field and my coach was running out there to high-five me right, you know, right outside that third baseline or first baseline, whichever it is, you know, that would make me feel good as a ball player. So I just have a great appreciation for you guys for doing that sort of thing for your guys. But, yeah, moving on to onto the game itself. Obviously, you talked about Fremont, but let's talk about your guys. And I know you were between Smock and Duncan for last night's start, and obviously Brendan Smock with that complete game performance there was the right choice. And I think you have just about any right choice. But anyway, who's it coming down to tonight?
Jordan Duncan will be on the mound for us, and like you said, Brendan was excellent last night. We had debated who we were going to go with. We used Jordan for inning a third on Thursday in the opener of relief. So, you know, I think, you know, easy decision tonight, obviously, to go with Jordan. And, you know, really not a difficult decision last night to go with Brendan. He's been so good for us all summer. You know, obviously, he throws, throws 7 1/3 shutout innings at the state tournament last weekend. You know, I unfortunately left with 0-0 score and wasn't able to get the win, but he was great last week. He was great again last night, made big pitch after big pitch. You know, scatter 6 hits, strikes out 6 over 7 innings. It's a really big lift for us and just the outing we needed on the mound.
All right. So looking for the same, of course, with Jordan Duncan tonight. And we have no doubt, and by we, I mean me and all the Festus Post 253 fans and those in Jefferson County supporting you, we have no doubt Jordan Duncan's going to do his best and provide you guys a chance to win tonight and advance to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in another winner's game. So, yeah, best of luck to you guys tonight again, and go beat that Fremont squad.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
All right, that is Zach Bone, Festus Post 253 head coach, joining us ahead of their matchup tonight against Fremont in the American Legion Mid-South Regional out in Hastings, Nebraska.